Their parents decided to send 13-year-old Sadie, the second oldest, to America to have a better life. In 1911, Sadie began her journey with an aunt. But when they arrived at the port, her aunt was not allowed onto the ship leaving for America because of an eye infection. Sadie continued the trip by herself, traveling across the ocean alone. Her aunt had given her a piece of paper with the name and address of a relative on it. Sadie held the paper so tightly during the voyage that all the ink wore off on her hand. Her photo was placed in a Jewish newspaper, and that's how her relatives found her. Sadie worked and saved enough money to bring one of her younger sisters to America, but she never saw her mother and father again. These are only two of the millions of stories of immigrants coming to America through Ellis Island between 1892 and 1954, including those of many children, some younger than Gittle and others older. In fact, the very first person to enter the United States through Ellis Island was a teenage girl named Annie Moore, who arrived from County Cork, Ireland, on January 1, 1892. She was given a $10 gold coin as a reward for being the very first immigrant to register at Ellis Island. When steamships arrived from Europe, first and second class passengers were examined briefly while still on board the ship, and then given landing cards, which allowed them to enter America. Passengers who traveled in steerage, as my ancestors did, for which the tickets were much less expensive, were brought on small barges to Ellis Island. When they landed, immigrants had to go through several tests before being allowed into the country. First, there was the medical test. A medical examiner looked at each passenger for signs of disease. Those checking were especially concerned about an eye infection called trachoma, which was widespread in Europe but very rare in the United States. Trachoma is extremely contagious and can cause blindness and sometimes even death. Some people were prevented from leaving Europe because of an eye infection. Others were forbidden to enter the United States because of it. After the medical examination, immigrants were given a legal test. They were asked many questions such as, "Are you married or single? How much money do you have? Have you ever committed a crime? Do you have a job waiting for you?" Immigrants who answered these questions to an inspector's satisfaction were allowed to enter America. Immigrants who did not answer these questions in a satisfactory manner were detained.